relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
This is America First, and here's your host, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
What is it? There's some magical formula about congressmen and women who come from the first congressional district of their respected state. I don't know whether it's Lee Zeldin in New York, whether it's Steve Scalise, the minority whip, or numerous guests. There's something special about that first district. And we have one of them with us right now, the aforementioned Steve Scalise, Congressman Whip Scalise. Welcome back to America First.
Hey, Sebastian, it's always great to be with you. Look, when you're from raging Cajun country in South Louisiana, you always got to bring the heat.
We like it spicy. We like it spicy. Still got to organize that trip to Louisiana. But first things first, I got to introduce a video clip. It's fresh. Mr. G found it today. And I want to tee it up by asking you a very simple question before everybody gets to see it and hear it. Should the federal government be allowed to break the law?
Absolutely not.
Okay,
these
that's
liberals
what I thought.
Want to tell you to live one way and they live a different way. That hypocrisy is what's driving people nuts.
That's exactly what I thought as a legal immigrant to the United States. And today, you posed that question to the highest paid bureaucrat in America, a man called Fauci, who is paid $413,000 a year out of taxpayer funding. And the question had to do with the situation on the border. Play cut.
Dr. Fauci, does this look like social distancing to you that you require when you talk about 6 feet?
No.
So in these cells, as you just said, they're violating the very guidance that you tell Americans to follow. A restaurant in the United States would be shut down today if they were being run like this. Yet the federal government, the Biden administration, is running this facility. You can see all of these young children who are next to each other. Many without masks, by the way. Does that follow your guidance that you've issued?
No.
Well, then, why would the Biden administration not go stop this? I think one of the reasons is because President Biden and Vice President Harris won't even go see this for themselves. That's why I keep urging strongly that they go to the border. I'd love for y'all to go to the border to see this so you can at least give recommendations. They're violating every guidance that Americans are required to follow.
That was today. Congressman Scalise, Whip Scalise with Dr. Fauci. First things first, God bless you for doing that, for pointing out the hypocrisy. We are in a city, we are in D.C., where if a restaurant has survived COVID, the mayor says they cannot open beyond 25% capacity, which doesn't even pay the electricity bills. But on the border, in federal facilities, stacked like cordwood, side by side, illegal aliens. How long are your constituents going to take it?
My constituents are livid, and most people I talk to, Sebastian, are livid at this double standard. The, you know, do as I say, not as I do. You know, Gavin Newsom tells you not to go to Thanksgiving dinner with your family, and he's out with his friends at a restaurant with no masks on. And all of this hypocrisy is driving people nuts. And so then, you know, I asked the question today because, look, I went to the border last week, Sebastian, and it's a national disgrace what President Biden has done, the open borders policy that he initiated after President Trump had gotten our border under control. Remain in Mexico policy that President Trump negotiated with Mexico was working. Biden gets rid of it. He mandates that they stop building the wall, and now they're coming over in droves. So they're packing them into this facility, the Donna detention facility in Donna, Texas. And those were the pictures I showed him. So think about this, Sebastian. And I asked Dr. Fauci this. If you had a restaurant that had a 250-person capacity and there were 4,000 people in that restaurant, would that restaurant be shut down by the federal government? And Dr. Fauci said yes. And I said, that's what's going on in the Donna detention facility. But it's with people here illegally, set for 250 people, and there's over 4,000 kids packed into that facility like sardines, 6 inches apart. And I said to Dr. Fauci, is that okay? And he said, no. But that's what Biden is doing. That's a Biden-run facility. But because the federal government's running it, the rules don't apply. But if your restaurant would be shut down today if they were a person over 25% capacity. They're over 1,000% capacity at this facility. But because they're here illegally, the rules don't apply. It's lunacy. It's got to end. And it's got to, it could end today with an executive action restoring the Mexico, remain in Mexico policy.
Follow him right now on Twitter, at Steve Scalise, one of the few freedom fighters on Capitol Hill, RepublicanWhip.gov. You said it could end with an executive order. We've seen almost 100 executive orders going in the opposite direction. Is there anything that conservatives can do if we don't have the House right now and the Senate and the White House? For example, is there anything the states can do?
Well, you know, states are doing a lot. In fact, when I was in Texas, Governor Abbott is actually funding a separate program to put National Guard and state troopers at the border to augment what the Border Patrol agents are not able to do. Our Border Patrol agents are heroes. They want to be stopping the drug cartels and the illegals from coming into from Mexico, but they're not allowed to do it because over 40% of them are being diverted away from their primary job to act as babysitters. Many of them, at midnight tonight, there will be dozens of Border Patrol agents not stopping drug cartels at bringing drugs into the border. They're going to be at the Donna detention facility changing diapers. That's what they will be doing. That's not their job, but that's what the Biden administration has them doing. They don't want to be doing that. So Governor Abbott's trying to enforce some semblance of law and order, but it's out of control over there, and it's all created by President Biden. The best thing we can do right now, and you're helping us do this, Sebastian, is raise awareness by the American people. Because you know what's happening? Jen Psaki, the president's spokesperson, is finally being asked these questions. President Biden won't expose himself. He won't go down there to the border to see this. And I think it's because he wants to try to have plausible deniability. And he dumped this off on Kamala Harris. And she won't go down to the border. So yesterday we were handing out milk cartons with a picture of Kamala Harris saying missing because she won't go to the border. And until we really get the focus where the White House has to answer for this, the American people, if they all knew this, the press is not even being let into these facilities
right,
because it's so disgraceful how these kids are being treated. We saw girls that were 8-year-olds crying because they don't want to be here. But President Biden's using this to carry out his open borders agenda, and they're just pawns in this game. And these kids, their lives are being ruined. They're being separated from their parents. They'll never see their parents again. They can't speak English. They're here in America. They were being put on airplanes a day later with manila envelopes that say in writing, written by the Department of Homeland Security, I do not speak English, and it's got the flight number in the city, and it's a city in America. Every one of them's got a different city on their envelope, and they're shipping them all around the country, some with COVID. And this is what I was asking Fauci and Dr. Walensky, the CDC director, about, because you, if you're coming from Mexico, let's say you went to Mexico today and you came back tonight, the federal government will not let you get on a plane and fly back to America as an American citizen until you have a negative COVID test. But yet they're coming across our border illegally with COVID and being put on airplanes, and taxpayers are footing the bill for that airplane ticket without a COVID test. And again, those were the questions I asked Dr. Fauci and Dr. Walensky. This double standard, if an American has to take a negative test to come back into our country, shouldn't someone who's here illegally have to take that same test before they're put on an airplane? And they agreed that they should be, yet the Biden administration is bypassing their own guidelines that you and I have to comply with.
I just let you roll there because that was superb. I have so many questions I want to ask you. Could you possibly stay for one more segment, Whip Scalise?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. This word needs to get out, so I appreciate you giving this.
No, it's super powerful what you just said. In the last 2 minutes we have in this segment, we saw today Jerry Nadler, the man who tried to get President Trump not only impeached but tried in the Senate twice and failed, say that they're going to do it. They're going to have legislation to pack the court. Is this bluster or are they serious, Congressman Scalise?
Well, I hope everybody in America watches them and takes them seriously. I hope and I pray that they're not successful in doing this. But everybody needs to know this is what they want to do. This is part of Nancy Pelosi's socialist agenda. They want to literally, I mean, the branches of power don't matter anymore. They want to run everything like a dictatorship, like a Soviet-style country. And that's not America. And we're not going to let that happen. But people need to see if they're able to, they would do this today. And so we need to make everybody aware so that people that are those swing voters get on their phone and call their member of Congress and go, wait a minute. You know, maybe that person voted for Joe Biden because he said he was going to unify the country. And they need to let people know this is the most divisive thing we're seeing. Having law, federal law that says you can't show picture ID to vote, and you mandate same day voter registration, guaranteeing fraud across the country, saying that they're going to pack the court, saying that they're going to raise taxes to the point where we lose our middle class in America again, which was happening under Obama. Trump fixed all that. They want to undo that and wreck our middle class, canceling the Keystone Pipeline, canceling permits on drilling to where we now have to get energy from Russia and Saudi Arabia. This is lunacy, but it's happening before our very eyes. And, when people speak out and say we've had enough, that's when it will stop. And so that's what we've got to keep pushing. Put the sunlight out there so people know what they're doing.
That's why we are here, and that's what you're doing every day. Louisiana One. Follow him at Steve Scalise, Minority Whip, who's graciously agreed to stay with us for one more segment here, broadcasting across the nation to millions of listeners and viewers on the Salem Radio Network. Stay on this channel. Let there be no doubt. Big tech and the far left have joined forces to purge America of conservative views. But even if you keep your accounts, you don't have to give big tech websites access to your data. That's why I chose to protect my online activity by using ExpressVPN. Ever wondered how free-to-access social media companies make all their money? Well, by tracking your searches, video history, and everything you click on, and then selling your valuable data. When you use ExpressVPN, you anonymize much of your online presence by hiding your IP address. That makes your activity more difficult to trace and sell to advertisers. What's more, ExpressVPN encrypts 100% of your data to protect you from eavesdroppers on your network. And the ExpressVPN app couldn't be easier to use. You just tap one button on your phone or computer and you're protected. Take back your online privacy with the VPN I trust at expressvpn.com/GORKA. By visiting my link, you'll get an extra 3 months of ExpressVPN service for free on a one-year package. Again, that's expressvpn.com/GORKA. expressvpn.com/GORKA to protect your data today.
The war was almost complete. It was delayed for 2.5 years because Congress and everybody else was suing us on the wall. I won those cases. The war was almost complete, and then they said they don't want to complete it. So maybe they will. Who knows? I mean, now I'm hearing they have to complete it. But it was so good. It was all they had to do is leave it the way it was. We had such professionals. We worked with Border Patrol. We worked with ICE. We worked with everybody. We had it at a level that nobody's ever seen before. And in one day, come to America, come through.
That was the president, the 45th president of the United States, Donald J. Trump, who spent 40 minutes with us on Tuesday, exclusive interview. If you missed it, you've got to check it out on our rumble.com channel. YouTube has terminated us because they are fascists. Rumble.com/Seb Gorka. You've got to see the whole interview. We are back with none other than Louisiana 1st Congressional District, Steve Scalise, Whip Scalise. The president went on to say, I asked him, what is the future of America First? And he responded, MAGA is stronger than ever. If you look at H.R. 1, packing the Supreme Court, statehood for D.C., do you share President Trump's optimism?
I do. And, you know, Sebastian, if you look at where American people are, you know, they wanted a secure border. And clearly, look, President Trump got more Hispanic votes than any Republican in years. And I think a lot of it was because he said, look, we're a nation of laws. We have a great immigration system in terms of letting people are generous. 1 million people can come in a year legally. It's the most of any nation in the world. But the illegal parts of our system were broken, and he went and fixed it. And he didn't just do it on his own. He got Mexico to agree with the Remain in Mexico policy to hold people who cross Mexico's border, hold them in Mexico so they can't come into our border to process them. He was able to get the Northern Triangle countries. You know, you have El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras. We're working with America to control the flow of illegals from their countries. And Biden got rid of all that. And it's having devastating consequences on America. And people that came here legally don't want to see thousands of people a day crossing our border illegally. It undermines the legal system that makes America work.
Here's the tough question. You know better than anyone. You were almost killed by a left-wing extremist on a baseball diamond not far from this studio. But it's also the attacks in the media. Anybody who wants to fight for the U.S. Constitution, whether they're a congressman like yourself, whether they worked in the Trump administration, what I have to ask you right now, we haven't rehearsed any of this, is what is your message, Whip Steve Scalise, to those who say, whoever they are, in Louisiana, California, D.C., anywhere, who say, you know, it's just not worth it. I'm one person. I can't make a difference. Maybe even my vote isn't worth it. You're there in the arena every single day. You almost died for your commitment to America. What do you say to those who are so disheartened after last November that they've given up?
Look, and Sebastian, I appreciate people's frustration because I've got a lot of it myself. But America is not a nation of quitters. We don't give up. We do something about it. And go look in Iowa. You know, and there's always elections where you can say, okay, this was a close race. Maybe one of the closest races I've ever seen in the history of Congress happened in November in Iowa, where Marionette Miller Meeks won her seat in Congress by 6 votes. 6 votes out of over 300,000. So if four people would have voted differently, she wouldn't be a voting member of Congress. And Speaker Pelosi was trying to take that seat away just a few weeks ago. And people spoke up. People got livid. And you know what happened? Pelosi backed down. And Marionette, I was just with her today. She's on our committee. She was questioning Dr. Fauci. She's a wonderful member of Congress, a medical doctor. And so you can't give up. You've got to keep fighting. Donald Trump, by the way, would not have gotten elected president in 2016 if people gave up. Because you know what, Sebastian, and you saw this, you were very vocal about it. The polls said Hillary was going to win.
Yeah.
You know, you could easily said it doesn't matter. What does my vote matter? Millions of people who had just given up on both parties for decades, the Reagan Democrats, finally were energized by Trump's message of America first, of having standing up for our country, standing up for our allies, putting the embassy in Israel, putting conservatives on the Supreme Court. That would not have happened if people just gave up. And you would not have Gorsuch and Kavanaugh and Amy Coney Barrett on the Supreme Court today if people would have just given up. We're not a nation of quitters. We've got to stay in the fight, and we're going to win. We're going to win the House back next year. And that means people need to show up in those elections, and then we're going to win the White House back in 2024 and save this great country.
We're not a nation of quitters. What a fabulous message. And in addition to believing that we can win, in addition to voting, supporting candidates, backing people like you, Whip Scalise, shouldn't people get engaged, even if it's just the local school board? What do you say to people who say, oh, I can't really make a difference in politics?
Oh, my gosh. Look at schools right now. You know, against all medical science, some of these nuts are closing schools down still today where they won't let kids go back to school in person. So you're seeing people that never got active before going to school board meetings and just lighting up these school board members and letting them hear from them and saying, let my kid go back to school. Liberals are seeing the teachers union head, the president of the Berkeley teachers union, sending his kids to private school when he's trying to get the teachers not to teach your kids in the public school. You talk about a racial disparity in this country that's ruining opportunities for millions of people. No better time, Sebastian, to be talking about school choice. And, and look, if you're not, if you're going to take my money and not educate my kid, let me take my money and go somewhere where they're willing to educate my kid in the classroom. So people need to be engaged today more than ever.
Follow him, support him, RepublicanWhip.gov, at Steve Scalise on Twitter. We salute you, Whip Scalise. Now, we don't want to get Newsmax angry. He's got a rush to Newsmax hit, my new co-home for our broadcasts. Thank you, Whip Scalise.
And congratulations on your new show on Newsmax. I'll be watching that, too.
You'll be on the show in the not-too-distant future as well. Thank you, and say hi to the people at Newsmax. This is what we need. We need that spirit across the nation. You can make a difference, especially if you support those who speak the truth, who support enterprises like this. You know, Mike Lindell speaks the truth. You know, he loves America. Right now, they're trying to destroy him. 24 corporations are boycotting his products. He's the man who supports programs like this. Please go straight to his website, MyPillow.com, and send the fascistic cancel culture leftists a message. Buy directly from Mike. Tell them what you think. And because you're a friend and you listen to this show, Mike Lindell is going to give you up to 66% off his more than 100 products on that incredible webpage. Call today, 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468, MyPillow.com, but you've got to use the code G-O-R-K-A. MyPillow.com, promo code Gorka. Now a man who's been documenting all the craziness that the left gets up to at those riots, at those protests. The man who has one of the best channels out there, Fleckus Talks. Austin Fletcher, here on America First. Relief Factor, 100% drug-free pain relief that actually works. How do I know? Because I've been taking it for more than 2 years now. The lower back pain issue that plagued me for 9 years, almost a decade, left me 2 weeks in, and I'm still pain-free. But it's not just me. It's tens of thousands of Americans across the country, like Leah from Ohio. One Sunday morning, I sat on my couch in so much pain, I was in tears. That's the day I ordered Relief Factor. Following directions, in 8 days, I found relief, only to get better and better. That could be you. That should be you. And there's only one way to find out. And it's so simple. Just order the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com. Call 800-500-8384. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee. By the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Leah, my family members, and thousands of your fellow Americans. What are you waiting for? There is no excuse. You know it makes sense. Do it today. What have you got to lose? Except the pain. 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com.
On the side of the U.S. Constitution, America First.
He's done it. He's escaped from gruesome Newsom's. Well, it's not exactly a utopia. What is the right word for California today? He's a free man in a free state, and he's still pumping out amazing content. A good friend of America First and a great American patriot, Austin Fletcher, otherwise known as the YouTuber Fleckus. Austin, welcome back to America First.
Thank you for having me, Dr. Gorka. Always good to be on with you.
So what's it like? You pulled the ripcord. You left California gruesome Newsom behind. How does it feel?
It feels great. I know a lot of people are doing it as well. They're right behind me. But it's been a few months here in Florida. I'm loving it. It's nice to actually talk to people who have different political views, and it's like okay to talk about the political views. In California, Trump supporters are so rare. When they see you, they think they're looking at like a Nazi or a boogeyman or something. So here it's like, you know, some neighbors like Trump, some neighbors don't, but no one really gets mad because they know that people are generally good and we shouldn't hate our neighbors.
You mean you can have political differences in Florida?
Exactly. It's news to me. And I think like a lot of people that leave California will probably start to see that maybe these monsters that they had painted in their mind, these Trump supporters, Republicans, aren't as bad as they thought they were, too.
All right. Follow him right now. It's Fleckas, F-L-E-C-C-A-S, Fleckas on YouTube. It's Fleckas on Twitter. Talk to us, if you will, about what is life in, can I say, post-COVID Florida like? Not just politically. Recently, somebody very close to me went to Florida and said, it was weird. People were walking around like normal.
Yeah. So I've been in Florida for 7 months now. And my friends in California, whenever they see pictures of me or videos of me without a mask on, they're just like so surprised. My friends in New York, the same thing. It's pretty free here in Florida. There are some businesses and some counties that still have some mask mandates and stuff. But the people are generally rejecting the masks and the isolation, and they're kind of ready to get back to normal life. And I think that's so refreshing right now, because if we keep going the other direction, it's only going to get worse and worse. And we're seeing how bad California and New York are doing. So it's kind of like the two options are in front of us. And I think most Americans are going to choose the side of freedom and responsibility.
Somewhere where there is increasingly less and less freedom is, of course, the social media territories run by big tech. Last Friday, we were terminated. That's the technical term, by the way. That's what they say. This channel terminated by the powers that be on YouTube because of a private video in which a guest questioned the results of the last election. You made your name with incredible videos going to the pussy hat demonstrations, the Antifa BLM riots. You built an incredible marquee on YouTube. Are they doing anything to you, Fleckas?
They've been getting me for a while now. Even since I started my channel, they've been demonetizing my videos. And they do it in a strategic way where they'll demonetize it right away. And then 24 to 48 hours later, they'll change their mind after a challenge. And they'll say, oh, actually, you can monetize it. But a majority of my views have already happened. So they've been kind of playing games like that with me for a while. And then once I have a new series called This Week in Culture, which is a compilation of the most viral clips.
Yeah, you just, there's no Fleckas there. You just edit these mind-blowing clips from the last week's news. The Week in Culture, how is that doing and what is YouTube responding?
So it's doing really well, especially now after the election. Some people have chosen to kind of withdraw from politics a little bit, so it's a good weekly check-in. But YouTube did not like it. And even some of the clips, they're all news clips or just social media clips. It's not even me talking. But they will give me warnings and strikes. I've gotten 2 strikes in 1 month from the culture clips because people were talking about COVID and how the flu numbers have gone down while the COVID numbers have gone up, not even making any direct correlations or points. It was actually a Tony Robbins clip was the last one, and they gave me a strike for that. And if I had one more strike, I would have had my entire channel terminated as well. So I've been trying to fight back against that and go to alternative platforms. But the echo chambers, bigger picture, are still causing the big problems in this country. We're divided. We're not hearing other opinions. And the longer and deeper we go in these echo chambers, the easier it is to dehumanize the other side and not really see, you know, not have humanity anymore.
Tony Robbins, that well-known MAGA insurrectionist. Check out his channel. We're going to talk about alternatives, what we can do as conservatives in the social media space with Austin Fletcher. Follow him, F-L-E-C-C-A-S, Fleckas, Fleckas Talks on YouTube. For the time being, I hope for a long time, and also on Twitter. I'm Sebastian Gorka. He's staying with us for one more segment. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Wherever you are, don't touch that dial. Sadly, we're living under a Biden-Harris administration, and we all have to navigate the fallout of the barrage of executive orders. We have a good idea of what these are going to mean for the country. More debt, more regulation, slower growth, and higher taxes. Congress continues to expand spending, and the Fed has no choice but to keep printing money at an accelerated rate. This causes the dollar to fall and gold to increase. Add in recent talk of the so-called Great Reset, the multinational elite enacting a digital wallet currency. And just think of the implications of all of this and exactly what it'll do to your personal finances. The importance of owning physical gold and silver has never been stronger. Time to create your own gold standard with a call to the dealer I do business with. Call the experts at veteran-owned Midas Gold Group. Call 855-322-GOLD. That's 855-322-4653. Online at MidasGoldGroup.com.
Making sense out of today's nonsense, here's Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Yes, that is what we do every single day, pushing back on the propagandists and the liars, just like that other truth teller. Great supporter of Salem Radio, Mike Lindell. He's got a new movie, executive producer of Church People, starring Thor Ramsey, Stephen Baldwin, Donald Faison, and Joey Fatone. Check it out today. You can stream it. It's about a youth pastor who gets embroiled in a crazy scheme thanks to his church leaders and how he pushes back with a very simple concept. The gospel is all you need. Your laugh out loud. Download, stream it today. Use promo code GORKA for extra discounts. That's Church People, available at salemnow.com. Promo code GORKA. We are back with the man, the legend. He used to have a wooden spoon when he went out there braving the hordes. Now you have a little one, don't you?
Yeah, I have a phone case now with the spoon on it instead, a little more subtle.
But you do sell the spoons, right, Fleckers?
Yeah, we had a couple runs go. We're not doing a run right now, but we had a merch run in Christmas time for the wooden spoons, the Fleckers Talks wooden spoons.
All right, check out all his merch. He's Fleckers, F-L-E-C-C-A-S on Twitter, Fleckers Talks on YouTube. We were talking about what you do. I mean, you just went there with a camera, with a recorder. You just filmed the crazies, the Never Trump crazies. You built this amazing library of videos. Now everything's endangered. You're getting strikes. We were terminated. We're on Rumble now. By the way, guys, 330,000 followers already on our new Rumble YouTube alternative. These are the good guys. You've got to check it out. Rumble.com/Seb Gorka. It's free. Rumble.com/Seb Gorka. SEBGORKA, where you will see the 30-minute long interview we had with President Trump just this Tuesday. You've got to watch the whole thing. Fleckers, President Trump mentioned what's happening on social media, the censorious, fascistic attitude of the Mark Zuckerbergs, the Jack Dorseys. As a person who's there in the arena, living your life out of the content you provide to all Americans, what is your answer? The president and Mike Lindell are going to announce their new platforms imminently. Should we really be building conservative ghettos where we isolate ourselves and just talk to each other?
It is that is the debate. That is the true question. I think my opinion is that we're already in those isolation ghettos, like you said, with the echo chambers online. So we might as well have a platform that foundationally doesn't allow that and would be free speech based and decentralized and censor free. So then going forward, when we win more people over from either side of the political aisle and they land on these platforms, it'll have like the foundation to go much further than the tech platforms that we're dealing with now. So it is unfortunate to kind of be a conservative only echo chamber. But I think that's just the beginning of it. And once people start gravitating towards it and rejecting the left's idiotness, I don't even know what the word, idiocracy.
Idiocracy is a good one.
Idiocracy. Once the left fully rejects the idiocracy and the things they've been seeing and they kind of land on these platforms, I think foundationally they'll have the right things to make it last a lot longer.
Okay, so this is where your experience is crucial, because you started to go into these demonstrations, these vituperative, hateful, anti-Trump demonstration, just asking, you know, very simple questions. You have a whole series of videos on U.S. campuses where you said, Trump's not that bad. Can you agree with me? Trump's not that bad. And it was a wonderful concept. What have you seen over the years? Is there a commonality? Is there a theme? Is there a question or an issue where somebody you were talking to on camera or off camera said, yeah, I guess you're right? Is there something you've seen that works to bring them over to sanity, Austin Fletcher?
So that was always the goal, is to find the common ground and have people, you know, be sane on camera if that's what they decided to do. The thing I realized was with Trump's Not That Bad, that series, if you weren't a radical leftist, you should be able to agree that Trump wasn't the monster the media said he was. And then that person could admit he did one thing good, whether it was, you know, Kim Jong-un or the economy, immigration. A normal person who maybe is left-leaning but does love the country and does believe in the Constitution, they should be able to find some common ground there. And then the division wouldn't be left versus right, which is the what it is now. And it's almost – it's too – the terms are too general.
Yeah.
Because there's so many variances on the right and so many people on the left that don't fall into the far-left category. By doing the Trump's Not That Bad, we were able to put the line on – radical leftist. So it's either you're a radical leftist who can't admit he did one good thing and you're kind of crazy and you're on my videos going viral, or you're a rational person who's anywhere to the right of them and maybe we can find some common ground and we both want what's best for the country. So that's kind of what I realized. It was the leftists, their voices were the loudest, but they actually don't have a long-term plan. They don't want to rebuild and replace with something better. They just want to tear down what they see as oppressive and the patriarchy or white supremacy, whatever their trigger words are at the moment.
And then there was, of course, that classic video at a specific protest when there was a man on a bridge. What is the name of that young man, Fleckus?
It was my second video ever.
We
were in downtown L.A. on the bridge, just outside of downtown, and it was John from the Overpass.
John from the Overpass, and I haven't rehearsed this. I haven't warned him. I just want to know, is it still ingrained on your brain what he said to you? Fleckus, what was that cri de coeur that John from the Overpass, I think he was wearing a mask. Was he wearing a mask? He was fully masked. What did he say to you?
He was fully masked. I was asking about protesting. And he told me that words are just words until action actually starts, because actions speak louder than words. But at the same time, words speak louder than actions, because sometimes it's the right thing to do.
I don't know whether he's reading it off a teleprompter sneakily. I doubt it. I think he's got that engraved in his brain. I hope there's some merch with that phrase from John on the Overpass. He's nodding. Check him out. Follow him. He's doing the Lord's work, trying to just get people to be a bit more reasonable. He's Austin Fletcher. He's now a free man. He's on Twitter at Fleckus, F-L-E-C-C-A-S, and Fleckus Talks on YouTube. God bless you, Austin. Keep doing what you do. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you from just outside the insalubrious, fetid swamp that is Washington, D.C., from the ReliefFactor.com studios. You know I love my pillow and how it literally changed my life. It's the pillow that won't go flat. You can wash it and dry it as many times as you want, and it'll keep its shape. And it's made in the USA. Now, for a limited time, Mike Lindell is offering his premium MyPillows for his lowest price ever. You can get a standard queen premium MyPillow for just $29.98. That's originally $69.98, $40 of savings. And kings are only $5 more. That's the lowest price ever. Just $29.98 for the standard queen premium. And all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code G-O-R-K-A. You'll find the most amazing offers and deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream Sheets, the MyPillow Mattress Topper, and the MyPillow Towel Sets. Call 800-829-8468. Use promo code G-O-R-K-A, MyPillow.com.
Portions of America First are brought to you in part by Salem Now and Church People.
There was a moment. We've discussed Afghanistan. There was a moment during our engagement in Iraq where things changed, when that less than gentlemanly individual called David Petraeus asked a question of his intelligence community, and it was the right question. Who are the reconcilables and who are the irreconcilables around us? Who are those that we could bring into the tent who can help us build a new Iraq for the Iraqis? And who are those who are just members of militias, Al-Qaeda-related organizations, former Baathists, who want to die for their ideology and who we have to capture or kill? Now, that concept of knowing the territory in which you operate doesn't just apply to war zones. It applies to politics. And of course, there is a connection. The greatest Western strategist was von Clausewitz, who in his book On War, published after he died, said very clearly that you must understand the nature of the war you are engaging in. And that war is the continuation of politics by other means. As a result, the challenge for us is very simply this. We have to know who we're dealing with. Our discussion with Austin Fletcher illuminates the fact that not everybody who voted for Joe Biden is evil. There are evil people. Man is fallen. But the noisiest of the radicals are a fraction of a minority. And our task in the midst of undermining their narrative, pushing back on the lies, on the distortions of the radicals, is to really win over those who haven't yet fully fallen to that indoctrination. Those who are in the middle, on the fence, that we can bring in. And that is our job together, my friends. Don't berate everybody you see. Only those who are the worst of the worst deserve the full, robust response of those who love this republic and a political activism that, whilst recognizing they are our fellow humans, throws their lies back in their face. The rest, let's engage. Not by beating our chests, but by sharing with them the truths that we know, the truths that we hold to be self-evident and upon which our republic, the greatest nation on earth, was built and is built. That way, we will always win and they will ultimately lose. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Keep your head on a swivel. Watch your six. Hold the line. Never give up. Never give in. And my friend, stay frosty.